kusvikana 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa iyi nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Ngani chona njani zulu kandaba yikudibana kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection kwazi why muri eZimbabwe ndinomkamtshira mchongo chethu chebechiki uhlelo The Connection muyine niwenyu Michael Hove. Welcome muri eZimbabwe to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. This program is coming to you from Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 7th of July, 2020. And I'm your host, Michael Hove. Ontanga Zimbabwe Moshe, before we kickstart uhlelo lwethu, silusizi. This program is a pre-recorded program. We're not coming to you live, as per usual, due to COVID-19. We're all working from home. So unfortunately, mthokazo muhle muri eZimbabwe, you're not able to call in to give your contributions. However, for those that sent us their voice notes, izolo ntambama nezolo maneru, tichange tichiridza ma voice note. We're going to be playing your voice notes today. Pano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki. For those that are looking to participate in future programs, you can send us a text on WhatsApp on +12024650318, and we'll be using those voice notes. Pano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki. Now let's delve into the discussion of the day. Nasi mchongwa tukuendera mberi tichikurukura nezvechirwere checoronavirus, mukushane weCOVID-19. But also looking to delve into something else that is going to be happening elizweni gulumnyaka. Mwedzi uno, 31 July, we hear opposition party leaders, civic organization leaders, youth-led organizations saying, Mshaka 31, ziawa, mtuakazo moshe, ziawa, Zimbabwe moshe, anzi muswa 31, pera kwe mwedzi uno, munuwese muroti, that mwede ini uwanduwe. So we're going to be talking to youth about these proposed protests that are supposed to happen on the 31st of July, which have been proposed by proposed and endorsed by opposition leaders such as Dr. Noah Manyika, Dr. Nkosana Moyo, and of course the president of the MDC Alliance, Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Now, besides the 31st, we've also had other youth-led organizations such as Tajamuka Sesijikile, and of course the Zinasu, taking to the streets and also proposing that more protests happen due to them not being satisfied with the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. But we're not happy. So that's what we're going to be tackling. But first up, as usual, coronavirus. As we speak, in Zimbabwe, there are over 197 people that have recovered from umkhuhlane weCoronavirus. 734 people have tested positive, and 9 people have died. The number has gone up again. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, Muria Zimbabwe, so far, 18,654 people have been tested for umkhuhlane weCoronavirus. 40,086 were RDT tests, and 33,568 were PCR tests. Now, with the rise of COVID cases constantly increasing in Zimbabwe, a lot of Zimbabweans, as we speak, have been very worried. And it is for that reason that we reached out to people like Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya, who is Ompilo Hospital, and of course, Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza. We've had him on our program quite a few times to tell us more about umkhuhlane lo weCoronavirus and whether or not abantu should be worried. So let's listen to the advice that both Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya and Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza had for us. Let's head over to Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya first.
Umkhuhlane weCoronavirus sungani uyaqansa lapha elizweni. Liyaxwayiswa ukuthi linanzelele ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyabulala unjengeflu. Yikho ke abantu bayawuzuza nxa bephefumulela beseduze kumbe bebamba amehlabo lwemlomo ngezandla phezu kuthi banombolelo amakhovula lapha umuntu achiye khona umkhuhlane lo. Liyaxwayisa ukuthi lingaze lahlangana libaningi lisenza ivikoroni emalayini nempuphu lawechukela la ngaphingaphi lokho kuyingozi enkulu kakhulu ndiyaxwayisa ukuthi laba abanye bahlale phansi abangela msebenzi abawenzayo ukuthi bebelokhu behamba besiyalelala kuyingozi embi kakhulu umkhuhlane sokuqalisisa ukubulala abantu ndiyaxwayisa kakhulu ukuthi sihlale phansi umkhuhlane lo yiflu njalo iflu iyamemetheka ngesikhathi somqando njengobana umqando liyawubona kade sobala silokhu sitshela abantu ukuthi baxwayise ukuthi bangaze bahlala beyenza ivikoroni bexokozela emalayinini nokulandela abantu kabalandeli ama-regulation lafakwa nguhulumende ama-lockdown regulations abakulaleli lokhu abantu balokhu besenza ivikoroni bephefumulelana eduze khonapho yikho ke umkhuhlane njengoba iflu inje hayi izamemetheka kathesi ngalesi sikhathi
So, ngiyamuzwa uDokotela Solwayo Ngwenya weMpilo Hospital, isibhedlela seMpilo Hospital, uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi abantu, please continue abiding by the rules of the lockdown. Murukunzi waka, Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya wechipatara cheMpilo Hospital kuBulawayo, vari kukurudzira vanhu, hanzi endrai mberi, please endrai mberi, muchiremekedza the laws of the lockdown. Uyezve. Muchiri kurangarira kadza laws set up by the World Health Organization, social distancing and so forth. And please, muri Zimbabwe endrai mberi muchiremekedza. These are some of the rules that people should abide by if they're not looking to contract mukhuhlane wecoronavirus. Tochenda ka kuna Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza vechipatara cheParinyatwa Hospital.
Isusu tiri kuti manumbers edu ari kuita achiwedzera uyezve ari kuonekwa kunzi ari kuspreada in the community as well as nevanhu vari kudzoka munyika saka isusu sana mazvikokota tinokurudzira ruzhinji rwenyika rirambe richititeerera uyezve richipractisa social distancing uyezve kupfeka mamask negood hygiene strict hygiene mudzimba uyezve kwavanoshandira izvi zvinova zvinobetsera kuti chirwere chisanyanye kupararira maningi
mabata nyaya yecommunity based spreading tiri kuona kuti nhamba yevanhu vari kuspreada utachiwana muvanhu kana tikati mune chishungu musociety iri kukwira sezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe tinofanira kuzvitambira sei zvesezvi
tinofanira kutanga taaccepta kuti zveshuwa chirwere ichi ichokwadi chiriko bcause tine vamwe vakufunga kuti maybe ndezvekudzimwe nyika kana kuti zvinobata vamwe vanhu vasiri isusu chirwere ichi chinokwanisa kubata ani naani zvake uyezve tinofanira kuramba tichipractisa maprinciples edu ekuti tisawane utachiona tichipractisa social distancing tichigeza maoko wakaona wadevelopa masymptoms wofonera ana mazvikokota kuti uudzwe kuti chii chiri kuitika kana kuti uudzwe kwekunotesta
kana namba iyaya 2019
2019
sezvo tiri kuona kuti nhamba yevanhu iri kuendera mberi ichikwira pataimbotarisa nzira yaiallocatewa maresources emunyika kazhinji taiona kuti vanhu vazhinji vaitestwa vanga vari vanhu vanga vachibva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vari mumaquarantine centers nemaondero enyu mungati yave nguva yekuti tichinje strategy iyoyo here titange kutesta vanhu vari musociety vagara vatori munyika
I think ideally zvatiri kufanira kutoita ndezvekutoti tinofanira kuti ita open testing kuti munhu wese anofanira achitokwanisa kutestwa takatarisa zviri kuitwa munyika kuti vanhu vanongosvika kumatesting center munhu otestwa oziva kuti amire papi saka ndo kwatiri kufanira tichitozosvika ikoko but pane zvino tinoti maresources edu asati akufanira ndosaka tiri kuita particular focus nemamwe maareas rather than doing the whole community But tinofana takasvika ikoko kudhara inge ndokwatiri kufanira kusvika.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, Parinyatwa Hospital doctor. Vanga vachinyatso udza ka Mure Zimbabwe, aiwa hanzi kune hurumende, please endrai mberi ngati let's up the game in terms of kutesta vanhu. Vachi zvekare kune Mure Zimbabwe echo the sentiments of uDokotela Solwayo Ngwenya, esiti please. Endrai mberi muchiremekedza ka marules akasetwa up ne World Health Organization uyezve ka marules aripo ka pa lockdown. I must remind you muri Zimbabwe chirongwa chamakateerera izvezvi it is a pre-recorded program tine urombo muri Zimbabwe asi tiri pano pachirongwa chedu chechipiki zvisinei aiwa chirongwa chinoenda mberi. And of course, as I mentioned earlier on, kana muchidautipa maonero enyu, +12024650318. 734 tested positive for mukhuhlane wecoronavirus. As we speak, 9 dead and 192 people have, 197 Zimbabwe have recovered from umkhuhlane lo wecoronavirus. Now, if you're joining us, panel, Pachirongwa Chedu Church Speak, and you're tuning in via radio as we speak, Tiripo, pa 909 medium wave frequency, we are also broadcasting 4930 6040 Uyeje, pa 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. Mure Zimbabwe, magachira Chirongwa Chedu Church Speak, Ushelo, The Connection. Now, Muriel Zimbabwe, let's delve into it. Protest, protest, protest. As we speak, Muriel Zimbabwe, early on, we were touching on umkhuhlane coronavirus. The cases are increasing by the day, Munyeka. Now, during the same time, Chukunzwaka, opposition leaders, abakhokheli from the abaphikisayo, abakhokhela uMnumzana uJacob Ngarifume, uDokotela Nkosana Moyo, kanye laye ubaba uNelson Chamisa owebandla le-MDC Alliance besithi mhlaka 31 Zimbabwe muhle hanzi munhu wese itoyarira road musi wa 31 July. So we decided let's reach out to the youth of Zimbabwe nona kazhinji vanhu vechidiki who are on the forefront of these protests. So I thought let me reach out to the youth tindoka maonero avo. As I mentioned earlier on, youth-led organizations such as Zinasu and, of course, Tajamuka says Jigile have all alluded to the fact that soon and very soon, labo babona ngani sa ukhathekile ukuthi ilizwe lonke jikelele nga ungathabanga ngesimo somnotho elizweni siyezwa abantu bathi isimo somnotho silokhu esiqhubekela phambili sigugudeka by the day. But hayi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi abantu uZulu jikelele mburi yese yeZimbabwe babune neuwandu hwawo vachinoratidzira. Zvino zuva racho razoiswa karikapropozwa nava Jacob Ngarivume rikapiwawo green light navachamisa uyezve naDr Nkosana Moyo vachiti aiwa hongu mhuri yeZimbabwe aiwa ngatibudei musi wa 31 tindoratidzira nekuti kana usiri kuvhara nemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika hanzi yave nguva yokuti vanhu vabude neuwandu hwavo vachindoratidzira. Let's head over to the interview that colleague wami uJonga Kandemiri had with uJacob Ngarivume. Lapo uJacob Ngarivume was basically explaining ukuthi mhlaka 31 kuzabe kuhamba njani, how are things going to be proceeding on the 31st, and of course what made them pick the 31st and how did they get to the stadium point. Plus, most importantly, if you remember, other protests in Israeli have been a little violent from time to time. We've seen protests that have led to people losing life. We've seen protests that have people led to people being injured, people being arrested. So Jonga also asked Ngarivume ukuthi kahle what do they have in plan to ensure all of these things don't happen. Let's head over to what Jacob Ngarivume had to say.
Takaronga pamwe chete navazhinji vemuZimbabwe takataura nekukurukura tikati zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma tingaita sei kusvika pakuti vazhinji vatakakurukura nawo vakati aiwa ngatiite kuratidzira kuti tizivise hurumende kuti hatizi kufara zvachose nezviri kuitika. Huori hwakanyanya uye vanhu vari kufa muzvipatara, vanhu vari kuba vachiondonge upfumi hwenyika ino. Kunyange Mwari wakatiropafadza wakatipa zvese, asi zvinhu zviri kuondongwa nekuda kwezvinhu zvandataura izvo. Saka vanhu vakati ngatiite zuva rekuratidzira rekuti nyika yese inoratidzira kuti hatizi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu. Tiri kushanda nevana veZimbabwe vese, ende huye pamapato, mapato ese ematongerwo enyika tiri kusvikira kwavari tichitsanangurirana kuti basa iri ribudirire mberi zvakanaka. Kusanganisira bato guru reMDC Alliance takataurirana, ende huye vari kutsigira urongwa uhwu. Kunyangwe bato revari kuZANU-PF vakasununguka kuti tinge tichishanda navo.
Mati mazivisa here mapurisa pamusoro peurongwa hwenyuhu?
Tiri kutarisira kuendesa tsamba yedu nhasi kundozivisa mapurisa kuti azive iwo kuti tiri kuratidzira sezvatinosungirwa nemutemo. Tiri kudoita chokwadi chokuti vana veZimbabwe vazhinji kana kuti vese vanokwanisa tinge tiri mumigwagwa musi wa 31. Chechipiri, tiri kutiwo kuma organs ele security mukati menyika ino, mapurisa, masoja, veku prisons nevese, tiri kuvati isusu, nyaya ndiye kuti Zimbabwe inakire tese. Iminesu, saka tiri kuita make sure kuti namba dzevanhu vedu vachapinde mastreets dzakakwana kuti vanhu vachengetedzeke uye vanhu vadziviririke.
So you just heard there from Jacob Ngarivume, one of the opposition leaders who's out there sitting flaga 31 Zimbabwe muhle asiphume ngobunenge bethu siyochengisela. You heard him there achi nyatsotsanangurira kuna vakandemiri kuna donga kandemiri kuti aiwa vakachiendesa tsamba yavo kune mapurisa that already sent their letter to amaphoyisa alerting them bebatshela ukuthi mhlaka 31 bakhangela ukuphuma ngokunenge babo besiyotshengisela. Sulukandaba, as I mentioned earlier on, we also reached out to some of you via WhatsApp. Salicela phela ukuthi lisitshele umbono wenu mayelana nalokhu where abantu are saying ukuthi mhlaka 31 kulesikhathi lo ilizwe lilokhu liqhubekela phambili lilwisana ngalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus siyezwa phela. People who are part of the opposition and civic leaders were sitting as pumen ngobunengi bethu siyotshengisela kodwa lingakhohlwi agqokana ama-mask uthi gezani izandla, respect those rules that ensure ukuthi ngeke kubanjwe nalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus. So let's hear what some of you guys had to say. Lawe ungakhohlisi lukandaba, for those that are still looking to give input on this topic, tumirewo ma message pa WhatsApp pa number tino to +1 202 465 0318. Let's head over to some of the listeners.
Demonstration yavo haina kuipa kana ichiita zviri pamutemo, but noti kuzova demonstrate inorovesa vanhu, ende zvekutaura nhema kuti vanhu vose munyika vakati kwanzi toda kudemonstrate. Aiwa, hatika demonstrate kuti vamwe vanhu vagute, ivo mapolitician ndo vanoda zvigaro. Saka voda kutiisa mberi kuti isu tigorovwa nemaporisa nokuda kwavo, ivo kavachi vachipwa zvigaro ngavagwe zvigaro voga, noti kuti vaise vanhu mberi.
Sanibonani, sanibonani, igama lami ngupipisani sangwe nembuyengayi. Into ezokwenzeka laphayana eZimbabwe njengoba bethi bafuna ukususa iphathi ebusayo, sekuligazi lodwa futhi abafuna ukulichitha lelo, ngoba umnangagwa uzochitha igazi. Angeke azabayeke laba bantu begijima ezitradeni betoyitoya. Into ezokwenzeka uzobulala abantu futhi umnangagwa, kungabi indaba zalutho njengoba nje vele akundaba zalutho njengoba kufa abantu. Ligazi lodwa elizochitheka manje laphayana eZimbabwe ma kuyukuthi bafuna ukwenza leyo nto leyo, ligazi eseli-aplayelwa kumanje. So na ngizibonele igazi nje kuphela lodwa laphaya.
Haleluya, haleluya, makadiko mose vatereve Studio 7 akutwa ndiva moyo kuSouth Africa. Ndinotora nezvenhau yokuratidzira mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Semunhu wamwari aisi nhau yandinokurudzira zvikuru kuti kuratidzira kunyika yeZimbabwe kuitwe, nokuti akaona kuradza kukuru kakaitwa munyika yeZimbabwe kwemakore namakore namakore. Hakuna zvakakashandura, hakuna zvakakapa, hakuna zvinhu zvakabuditsa, asi takaona vanhu vakawanda vachikuvadzwa nokurohwa kuvadzwa chaizvo. Saka iyi kuratidzira kungadaizwo musi wa 31 July ndiko kunokuvadza vanhu. Tasai vanadakadzwa vakaradza vakarohwa zvikuru, nhasi unonzi vakatita mhosva ndivakakanganisa vanonyepera gavhumendi. Takaona zvemanesi anonzi akaratidzira atosungwa. Saka zvandaida kutaura nezvekuti kuvatungamirika uyu vadaidzire misangano yekuratidzira, idai manga muri vamwe zvimwe zvinhu zvemasiya zvakadaro, nokuti munokuvadzisa veruzhinji.
All right, muri Zimbabwe, divoka vateereri vangu vachizvitaurira kavega. Vachinyatsotaurawo maondo avo pamusoro pemaplan protest emusi wa 31 July. Liyezo phela abalaleli liyazikhulumela umbono wenu phezu kwalo mkankaso ojonge ukuthi abantu baphume ngobunengi babo beyotshengisela mhlaka 31 July. Dio Ganyet, nayo nasi mchirongwa chudzewo maondo enyu. You can text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. Makatsirira chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection.
The VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Chirongwa Z Connection, Moyeneni Michael Hobe. Now, before we head over to the interview that I had with some of our panelists, we posted a couple of statements on our Facebook pages, and that pertain to the planned protests of 31 July. So I figured, let me head over to some of these. Let's see here. With Abantu Bachini, I see Panachendai Manyetu are up to 40 years of toying with people's lives. 40 years of experimenting on the running of the country. And admit, Mani, admit. Umatim Dick Uti, this is the right time army and the police should join the masses. Usmuson Jovu and Uti, and after removing ZANU, guess what? 99% of ZANU supporters and their leaders will be joining the ruling party. For you to learn how to run the economy, you are supposed to put white people, learn from white people in every ministry. And they are, I'm sure he was referring to some of the statements that have been echoed and put about by one of our best presidents, where he was talking about, you know, how some of the why some of the things are going wrong. Ukenneth Baloyi uti ZANU PF must fall, innocent. Justin Aruti, ZANU PF must go, simple. Kelvin Shumbaya uti, they have failed, enough is enough, it's time for them to get out. So these are some of the sentiments that Abantu were posting on our Facebook pages. We're also going to be reading some of the comments from our other Facebook pages, Sikwana VOA Shona, Jane with VOA Ndebele. Now let's dig into the interview I had with Abasakhulayo talking about, you know, these planned protests. Buhlelo silengxoxo esiyenze lo Alex Gakhanje owebandla elibusayo ibandla lesanu PF tine urukurona ba Alex Gakhanje Umbera Ishe Nende, who is MDC Alliance, a youth deputy spokesperson. We have Charles Nyoni, yena umusakhulayo olwela ilungelo lika Zulu. Saka njengoba bathathu bathinawo, nasi muchirongwa chedu, ngatshinzwe ihurukuro yathakaita nabo. Alex Gakhanje of ZANU PF is the one who kicks off the knock.
I don't know.
Let me hold you there on the line for 1 second, Ranende. Let me take Charles Nyoni. Let's hear what he even from Soro Pezo Nyaya tonight in a scene drongo. Babu Nyoni, Nyaya, Babu Nyoni, Babu Nyoni, Babu Nantu kabuluko no kutwini Charles namhla sikhangela phela lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni abantu bayasho ukuthi mhla ka 31 siyawa asiphumeni ngobunengi siyotshengisela uthi yini umbono wakho
yabona into efuna ukuchazisa nje sisizwa amadoda lamabili ekhuluma lokho abakukhulumayo kumele abantu bekwazi ukuthi indaba elili yomhla ka 31 ayisondaba yamapolitician indaba kaZulu osukhathile ngokuhlukunyezwa elizweni uZulu osukuya ubambani etedodwa uthi kasiphumile ngobuningi bethu sitshengisile sitshengisile aba bamapolitician ukuthi hayi sokwabile selihlekile sesifuna thina ukuthi sisizekile sidodwa ukuthi sesifuna ukuthi into sihambe kanjani so lo mjida lo oqale ukukhuluma
It's a program of going to the father, who is the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, Comrade Jim Mnangagwa, to say, our father, we have basic residences. As I explained earlier on, constitutionally, everybody has a right to demonstrate. On condition that the demonstration is peaceful, on the condition that the demonstration is according to the law. So when a son, when one is admitting to be a son, when one is admitting to be a child, who intends to approach the father, there is nothing wrong in that. The only aspect that I'm trying to bring out here is that there is no demonstration that can change the political face of Zimbabwe when it is not being led by the ZANU-PF itself. In 2017, my brother tries to say, you know, people who demonstrated were from Harare and stuff. The political party that ushered in a change is ZANU-PF itself.
Let me hold you there for 1 second. Charles Nyoni, Mr. Tubuye, Uyamuzwa, Alex Gakanje. Alex Gakanje is saying a lot there. First thing he's highlighting is he feels as though there's no political movement, there's no change that can happen in Zimbabwe unless ZANU-PF puts its back behind it. What do you have to say?
First of all, I need to ask you a question. Is this discussion, debate, whatever it is, about ZANU-PF and the MDC alliance, or it's about the 31st demonstration that has been called by progressive voices in Zimbabwe? Because the minute that we start talking about MDC and ZANU-PF, I believe, and I strongly believe, that we have lost the clarity of why we are. We're not here to discuss politics and semantics between these two parties that have been warring since they have been. We're sick and tired of both of their failures. At this time, in this stage, we as citizens have a say and are demanding a space to say, hey, we want to be heard. Here is what we want. We are marching and demonstrating for ABCD. Even those in ZANU-PF and those in MDC allies, they are very much aware of the corruption rate that is happening from high up the government, down to the last echelons of the government. So for them to be now talking of politics and semantics of parties is a sheer waste of our time as citizens who have been suffering, who have been robbed of almost everything that we believe we deserve and we should be working and earning. And for our generation, that is nothing to account for. It's a disservice for these two gentlemen to be busy here talking and fighting about their political parties that have both failed the citizens.
Protests in Zimbabwe, abantu abasakhulayo, this is not the first time that they've endorsed ukuphuma ngobuningi babo besiyotshengisela. And so, seeing as though this has become a regular occurrence, abantu abaningi abasakhulayo keep from time and time again. Just last week, sibone abasakhulayo abe inhlanganiso yezinasu betshengisela besithi phansi ngenkohlakalo. what change do these protests bring about in Zimbabwe? Is there no other approach that we need to start exploring? Alright, Chirongwa D connection amwene ni Mike Hove. Asambeni phela kukhasi lethu LVOA sibona ukuthi bona abantu bathini. Ana umoyo uyabhala ukuthi bukhishwa izani kufakwa liphi iqembu. Elinye elibuswa uthi uyabuza phela umoyo ukuthi hayi kungakhishwa phela izani who is going to be put in place. Usenzo Mpofu uyabhala ukuthi baza sifuna uMartins Manduthi, Zanu must go, diaspora guys, let's do this. Uxoli Dube uthi kudlalwa ngabantu eZimbabwe, amasotsha wona azajikela abantu futhi. Hayi izani yakhona, khanyangani layo usekhathele. So those are some of the sentiments that abantu are writing on our Facebook pages. Sithumezeleni phela imibono yenu kuWhatsApp kunombolo ethi +12024650318 muri eZimbabwe. Tithumile ika maondre yithinzwe musi wa 31 makathelisirehere kubuda neuwandu wenyu. Uyezve chandikuda kunyatsonzwisisa, what I'm looking to understand is njengoba eningi labasakhulayo bakhanya ngani they are the ones who keep going out betshengisela ngobuningi babo. If these protests are to happen mhlaka 31, number one, what is the goal for abantu abasakhulayo? Number two, what can abantu abasakhulayo get out of these protests? Saka nje abantu lo ngiyathi this is a tshumire maundre ni power WhatsApp pa number 2021 202465 0318. Now let's head over to another round of other listeners and see ukuthi bona batheni lingakhohle phela zulukandaba. We asked you izolo ngempela ukuthi lisithumezele imibono yenu muthi tshumiro maundre ni power WhatsApp mutshanisa WhatsApp number. That seems like to bathere wanga chitiki.
I'm Msakazi ele phatha iphume ehlilekile Msakazi ayiphume impela kungena abayesuke sport senza kanjani sila kudedelwana Msakazi
Msakazi we studio 7 mina ngumoyo wase Plumtree. Hayi ngithi nami umnangagwa akaphume bantu hawu sisokole laba bathi kahlali asikwazi ukuthi bona batholani. Siyahlupheka mpela. Into zonke zihlamukile, imali kayikho. Yena ungcono ngoba basebenzisa imali yestate. Nayi ngcono evulale ke nge-31. Ngempela siyaphuma. Laba abayesaba lokutshaywa abasale. Lokungasikufa yikuphi, asenalutho. Ayikho into nje silayo. Siyahlupheka nyabonga Msakazi. Mnangagwa must go and this party must go.
Mafrasi kutudio 7, wanamukoma tanonoka wandene wa mwose, nilongo taurangu pa msorupe mapurisa ni masoja. Kuti mapurisa na masoja, wanufunga ereza, kanaka naka. Sinya yangu kublemari mapurisa, wanupinda basa, nishikoro chakanaka chikadi, pati mnono kwa mchipusis kwa kumbunyikiza kwa zeluta wanu. Chile gerere yu wakumana, chunda freedom mnika mnomu. Kwete kutumurambi mchitaza mrugitezo, mnospele maka gada wanukuba mari, warimuma office. Maka gada mtutono kwa nchando mripanzi. Mchipuwa mabondi panopera mwezi mashoma mchi account chenyu na eva msoja. Mruki itasei kwa msoja emi.
Linjani wa Msakazi we Studio 7 mna emu P1 loa kwelo. Nyatanda ubonga kakhulu isikhathi lesente nxa kungavuma ukuthi ngizwakale i-voice note yami ku Studio 7 neZimbabwe yonke jikelele. Indaba le sikhuluma ngayo manje leyi demonstration mhla ka 31 July ngiyasekela kakhulu maZimbabwe ahlelekileyo kasisekeleni lathi siqhase ngendlela nokufanela indaba ngokuthi sidule sesizwile. sakuma election la kubona kwenzakalayo manje into engicela kakhulu ngicela amasocha ethu lamapolisa ethu kabambane nabantu bonke sikhiphe idoti le khona
vatereri ve Studio 7 vari kuzvitaurira vegaka kuti aiwa ndizvo zvavakaronga let me go to unende let's hear what he has to say. Nende, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Right. So you heard the Charles Nyoni highlighted a very important thing, is that this is not a ZANU-PF MDC matter, but it's about a Zimbabwe matter. Zimbabweans are dissatisfied with the way that the country is being governed. And this is coming from both sides, not just the ZANU-PF, but it's also places where MDC are also governing. And so for them, they feel as though coming together at this stage and point, I remember some of the sentiments that were echoed by Mr. Ndarivume and Nkosana Moyo. They were saying this is not a ZANU-PF or MDC matter. Even ZANU-PF people themselves are being invited to come out and protest. Now, looking at that, I asked Charles Nyoni about if there's no alternative measures. One of the things was that I know, for example, ZANU-PF is constantly saying, let's not protest, try engage government, try engage government. As young people, do you feel like the government is listening?
Okay, thank you very much. Let me perhaps start by highlighting that we are all citizens before we are in our political affiliation. So you mustn't monopolize the fact that it's a citizen movement. But the point that I was trying to drive home was to say that since this is an open call for solidarity by everyone, the institution that I took out from yesterday made its time to say that they're going to be in support of such an initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see someone who's coming from the alliance being part and parcel of the demonstration, they're coming by virtue of being a citizen and also is a solidarity call to say that these are progressive movements that have taken into the streets to show their disagreement with the current situation. The status quo is a rotten situation where we face corruption happening in different areas of the economy. That's why the citizens are the ones that are going in the forefront to have those complaints. Then to come to the issue of government engagement, I think we have a government that has no plan, that is clueless in terms of how they can revive the economy. And beyond the economics of the state, when you have deflation which is beyond 80%, you are looking at a situation which is no longer economical. This is now a political situation. It needs political solutions. This is a situation where the people do not trust the people that are governing.
Gakanji, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hold on. So before we delve into giving you a response, I do have a couple of questions about Gakanji. We're on the issue of protests here. Nurses are protesting. Doctors are protesting. Students are protesting. A lot of people in the nation seem to be protesting. A lot of young people are on the streets protesting. When President Emmerson Mnangagwa Bagachora Mathomo, the one thing I remember very clearly him saying was, I am a listening president. I am a listening president. But here are the people, they're in the streets complaining. We need more money. We need to be paid in US. We need this. We need that. We need this. But it's still not to be delivered. What is the move forward? At what stage and point do we get to a stage and point whereby the people feel satisfied and feel listened to?
The president still stands by his ways that he listens to the people. The fact is that the people are demonstrating simply means that they are sending a message to the leader with open ears, with a leader who can listen to them. So the fact that they are demonstrating simply means that they are registering confidence in the president that is
All right, let's head over to Charles Nyonesizo Uti and Uti. Charles, what's up? So we are Muzuka Kanje, Zulu Nende, we are Kuluma, Baya Shuguti, Unendu, we are Shuguti, Nyempele, Yebaga, Agaya, Uti, this movement, Yebong Nyempele, it's for the people. We are Shuguti, Bonanjenga Bantu, who are politicians, they're people, they're citizens before they're politicians. And so if movement le yebo ngempela it belongs to the people kodwa okuqhakathekile is to understand ukuthi nxa abantu sebephumile ngobuningi babo bese yotshengisela mhla ka 31 what then after we asho ke ngempela ukuthi lapha sekungena ke abantu abezombusazwe Gakanje yena ukhanye ngani standing still usho uyasho ngempela ukuthi 2017 was successful ngenxa yokuthi ibandla lezano PF was also a part of it, and so ngifisa ukuzwa kuwe ungosakhulayo ulwela ilungelo loluntu. Ngiyakubona njalo ukuthi ku social media uyapost ukuthi hayi mhla ka 31 asiphumeni ngobuningi bethu. I also saw ukuthi you also partaking in the unfollow ED the social media thing, and so njengoba bona bayasho ukuthi this movement is very it seems it needs participation across the board. How do we move forward ngenxa yokuthi abasakhulayo keep going out besiyotshengisela, but they keep meeting resistance ngenxa yokuthi njengalokho kushiwo ngugaga nje ZANU PF is not a part of it.
Okokuqala, this is the first thing ngifuna ukwazisa nje amabantu lababili ukuthi citizens sinakho ukukhona ukuyamatsha, and then sibesesi-invite ama-politicians when the time is right and when we feel ukuthi sesibafuna ukuthi babuye nxasokulakuhlekisa besibophona. Okungawolokhu i-self-entitlement abanayo kucabanga there's nothing we can do, we're wrong, we won't get people on me. No, like, ukhulumayo ukuthi akumajike ukuvela ZANU PF. Akumele aqala abekwazi ukuthi there's a fine line between ZANU PF lamasotsha. U-2017, it's because of amasotsha aba-involved okwenza ukuthi kungabile, bangazi kungabile, kubhidla, kungabile, ukulesakala kwempilo zabantu. Kodwa thina esikuchoyile ukuthi amasotsha is always be respected umthetho, njalo be-respecta i-constitution. Langabe ngeneli iy'ndaba ze-politics ngoba okwabo yokuvikela ilizwe kuma-outside forces. Kodwa xa kuyithi thina abantwana belizimbabwe esisukumayo sithi sesifuna lokhu ukuthi kwenzakale lokhu, akumelanga bebesehimbesalo beyayingenele endabeni senezo. So ukuthi ZANU PF ikhona kumbe ayikho asikwazi ukuphupha i-ZANU PF yini, ngoba corruption la iyafetha abantwana be-ZANU PF. Ngoba mina wami bongakukwaziwayo ukuthi ngolungu we-ZANU PF lo ngwe-MC Alliance kumbe MPCT, kodwa sonke singabahlali bezimbabwe. So sikutshoyo thina sithi hhayi ukuthi umuntu oyethwa ngubaba kumele ibizo leli alisebenzele njalo ali-ene and deserve it. Akumelanga ukleme ukuthi you should come to me with your problems because I'm the father. No, you are a father by virtue of taking up your responsibility and providing for the family. That way you will end the title of being a father, not ukuklaima or ukuzitsha isifuba usithi ngingubaba. So xa ubaba esehlulekile ukuba ngubaba, yinto ebangela ukuthi abantwana sicale sicine sesisukuma sesimtshele ukuthi hayi baba, please xoka uphi omunye sizakuthuthale esikhathini. So thina njengama-citizen and wonke umuntu olelizwe, hathi umuntu wonke ocabanga first is a patriotic citizen, sithi hayi asilandi kwama-politics, asilandi ukuthi who's from where and who's doing what. Esikufuna is to air our views with one collective voice as a nation and as a Zimbabwe first it had. Then politicians will come after once what we want has been done. Look at the Sukuluma has been done by other countries, and we're simply following what other countries have did and managed to come up with the solution of what they wanted to do. They're saying, hey, I'm the owner of this title, and without you, we can't do anything. That is a selfish entitlement. They think they own the nation and they own the country. Without them, we can't do anything. Whereas there's corruption, there's hunger, there's starvation, there's lack of employment, there's almost everything. And they talk of increasing our civil servants' salaries. What is that? That altruism they are talking of. It's a slap in the face to any normal citizen who has 5 senses to use as a brain to think with. So, as citizens, and on behalf of citizens, I urge all citizens, and I urge all Zimbabwe patriotic loving citizens to come in their numbers.
But let's stick to it there. Uka Kanje highlighted another thing. A city, Uhulumende seems to be trying to meet people halfway. He talked about the government race. He's talked about the issues that government seem to be facing. Now, people are still not satisfied, hence the protests themselves. Now, intsha yakwele Zimbabwe sokumele bayenzeni. What I'm trying to get to is the protests keep coming and going, keep coming and going, keep coming and going. At what stage and point do we figure out whether or not it's working?
Well, we have already figured that out, because judging by where we are in the condition and the state this nation is, you know, all the sectors across the world, we don't need a magician or an angel to come down from heaven and tell us that this is not working. This idea that government is trying is tomfoolery. The fact remains, there is not that the government is trying, because when you don't have a single major arrest of anyone who has been caught or is involved in corruption, when people get bail for simple corruption, it shows that we are robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the Bible anyway, but at the end of the day, the government is not trying anything. Hence, we are where we are today. So for people to try and sympathize with the government and that you give the government excuses, for how many years are we giving the government excuses? For how long should we suffer when we give excuses for the government?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Let's go back to Mr. Nende. Nende,
yes, I'm here.
Manzoa Zurgutawruwa na Charles Nyoni, he's not satisfied. He highlights that, first of all, he can't emphasize enough that this has nothing to do with the politics of the day. This has nothing to do with who comes from which house. At the end of the day, when the economy crumbles, all Zimbabweans are suffering. And so what next for the youth of the nation? He's also highlighted kuti iye sewe chidikaru kuzvonawo kuti apane nguva yakati rebei tichigobuda nehuwandu hwedu tichingoratidzira, tichibuda tichiratidza, vamwe vosungwa, vamwe vorawa, vamwe vopondwa. And it's the same routine day in, day out. And so what is the effectivity behind vanhu vachingoendera mberi vachiratidzira?
But we're going to tell what you said in 1890. Kushika 1980. The things that were happening, but not on what you bring a chimney, Chotomon first, Chotomodi, Chomomia, but what it are strategizing to organize themselves. What does it mean? So it was the struggle for liberation. Then there was the commencement of the struggle for democratization, whereby there was no white capital monopoly in that situation, but there were blacks that were creating a social enclave where you have capital elites and political elites.
Mm-hmm.
Black people that are looting with impunity, knowing that they have immunity. That is the case up to date. So, in a national democratic revolution, a society which seeks to be a just society where there are equal opportunities for everyone, you have to confront the system. If you confront the system, it will protect individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But there are not very many individuals. That's why you find when Mugabe and his cabal were booted out of power, it's not enough of people that way were booted out of power. There's just a few people that ran away from their homes. That is the situation with the current people that are in power. So you have not entity like my brother here, Gagange, who obviously be singing for his supper, but deep inside he knows what he's saying does not care the day. Even in ZANU-PF themselves, they understand the magnitude of the economics, because it doesn't spare anyone, whether you're wearing a scarf or not. Those things do not spare anyone, regardless of your political affiliation. But then, these things are affecting citizens, regardless of where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the convergence comes from. And within that very convergence, you find what my president always says, but when I remember, Killers who has been suspended for the second time, this time by the political itself, but you realize he was suspended by Mashuka Province for airing my sentiments, let's engage Chamisa. What was clearly saying, but that there are progressive forces out there who have the capacity to drive the economic fundamentals for the betterment of the livelihoods.
And then we wrap up with Uchals. Vagakanje, you hear what Vanende is saying, and also what Charles is also saying. ZANU-PF MDC, doesn't matter what party you belong to. Vanhu vari kuti aiwa zvino munyika zvino kumira mota. And this, vanhu vari kugunun'una, he highlighted how across all, in practically all industries, at some stage and point, people were out there protesting. It's just kuti muswateti one, vava kuti munhu wese, doesn't matter whether you're a teacher, student, whatever it is, that's bata neitira tizire pamwe chete. However, over time, people from different industries have been protesting, showing disgruntlement, and not just for their salaries, but mamiro akaita upfumi hwenyika, nematongero enyika parizvino vanhu vazhinji havasi kufara. Zvino, sevechidiki, toita sei kuitira kunyaya iyi igadziriswe. Vanhu vakabuda neuwandu hwavo vachiratidzira musi kubva musi 31. Then, what then next? Toita sei kuitira kuti the protests themselves are not done in vain.
Thank you, my brother. The first question is, who is saying, let's go and demonstrate in mass? As my brother has indicated that POSD workers have demonstrated, these are people who are demonstrating, yes, their constitutional right to register displeasure and dissatisfaction in terms of remuneration that they are getting. And the demonstrations by workers is a long listing. It's one of the oldest cultures. It happens. They are done. Whoever is doing that is doing it strictly according to his or her job. Who is that person who is going to be leading the demonstration on the 31st? You can't really take activists for serious when you talk of issues to run a country, because that's how they get a living. That's, they have no employment history. Several activists have no employment history. They survive on that. They live on opposing the government each and every time. So who is saying people should demonstrate is the first question. Now the second question is what standard are these guys using to measure that lots of people are not here with the government? Because for a fact, you will never see none of these people in the streets. You can't use Godfrey Tsilinga to put him as an icon to represent none of these people. You know Godfrey Tsilinga, we believe in 2017, Godfrey Tsilinga was in Zip, Zip political party for Blessing Kasia Moru. You know, Godfrey Tsilinga never completed the political term in Zanubiev. The political term in Zanubiev is 5 years. Ever since he was in Zanubiev, he never completed the political term that year. And maybe one day you see him bouncing back to Zanubiev. No, you can't take Tsilinga for serious. So I am saying, who is that person that would advance and use the Diana Tangat coordinator? That's point number one. What standard are they using to say a lot of people are asked to find us repeating? A lot of people are going to go and 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 the demonstration of the go and is meant to make go and go and go is trying to make relevant go and go and in a way. But for a fact, my brother, you can't take a message from Ngari Fumi, a message from Kosana, to say Kosana to an epidemic is my brother. We need to be serious. In the street of Kosana, where are you? In the street of Ngari Fumi, no Amanyika, I'm serious. In me, can I be coordinated by no Amanyika? I think we need to be serious. However, this is politics. Because we still have no other business outside politics. But in the 31st, we are going to have a peaceful environment. There is not going to be any demonstration because the demonstration is not coordinated. There is no face to the demonstration. If you want the demonstration to succeed, let it have a face. A person who goes forward and say, I am coordinating people. Some people are not stupid to be coordinated by A, to be coordinated by W, to be coordinated by L. They need a person in the front.
Okay. Charles Nyoni, you get the last word before Ngenela
Yes, really, I'm going to
into engayisho nje umkhulumi lo sada ukhuluma nje ukuthi hayi mfowethu hlala phansi ulalele ayisiyo ndaba yamabizo abantu ayisiyo ndaba yabantu ukuthi ngubani oyenzeni owayenzayo esesikhona lapho esesifike khona kathesi it's about personality it's not about who's done what who's doing what and who will do what it's about what is it that works for us as a citizen as a generation as a country this idea of names and throwing out political party names and the heavy ways and whatnot we have tried that and we have failed and we don't need it to individualize anything or anyone to say that I sifuna ukukhokhela kusibani or sifuna usibani asenze lokho ngoba at the end of the day we are making a small gods and amateur gods and prophets and whatnot and so ukufuna ikathesi is for citizens to collectively speak with one voice. If him as a citizen is having a good life and everything is fine for him, then let him stay at his home and sleep sweet dreams. Let those who are starving, those who are unemployed, those who want a better setup and a better life for their children and a better legacy for their to come on the street on the 31st, regardless of what these naysayers are saying. Thank you.
What was Charles Umbuzo Ami, and then we completely done. Abantu sebephumile ngobuningi babo besitshengisela mhlaka 31. What then next?
The next stage will be abantu bazadecide ukuthi into esiyifunayo yiphi esihambelayo ngoba thina into esihambelayo yinto le abayithi i-interim government kumbe i-government ezafakwa ngabantu isimelele ilabantu ama-representative ama-citizens phakathi not ama-politician wodwa ngoba at the end of the day ama-politician ama-interest amaphathi abo lishiya thina uzulu ngaphandle so thina sithi njengabasha njalo njengama-citizen hayi sifuna lathi ukuthi sibe nendawo kwina letafula and then we can stand on behalf of ama-citizens until the next stage yokuthi sesifuna kube nama-elections siyaphambili.
Banelo kwalamhla mthwakazi muhle tashuka kumagumo etirongwa chedu chanhasi mhuri yezimbabwe nhasi muchirongwa tanga tichibata nyaya yezvekuratidzira kuri kurongwa nemapato anopikisa anosanganisira bato rava Jacob Ngarivhume uyezve bato rava Nkosana Moyo siyezwa njalo ukuthi abakubandla eliphikisayo ibandla le-MTC Alliance labo bashilo ngempela ukuthi bakhangelela ukuphatheka kulomkankaso. MDC Alliance inotungamirwa na Advocate Nelson Chamisa nawo vari kuti aiwa vachange varipo vachibatsana neruzhinji rweZimbabwe vachange vachibuda neuwandu hwavo vachiratidzira musi wa 31.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ngu-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ngu-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Kwanelo kwanamhla mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle tashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Another update just to remind you mure Zimbabwe chirongwa ichi chiri pre-recorded. So unfortunately silusizi ngempela zilokumukadaba we can't bring you onto this program. Nonetheless mure Zimbabwe tanga chiri pano pachirongwa chedu chiri 734 cases of coronavirus, 197 recovered, and 9 dead. That's the latest information released by the Ministry of Information. Now, as we wrap up a conversation here to Mure Zimbabwe, there's some information that came out izolo ebusuku, izolo ndambama, sizwe ukuthi umama amai wa Advocate Nelson Chamisa passed away. Saka kubva kwatiri kuno kustudio 7 uyezve kune mhuri yeZimbabwe navo Advocate Nelson Chamisa Tuloj Aiwa nematambudziko. If you're looking to find out more information, feel free to check the page ega advocate Nelson Chamisa ku Twitter at Nelson Chamisa njalo ibandla le MDC Alliance labo bakhona ku Twitter njalo stay here pano pa Studio 7 tshange tikupai wo more news and more information as we hear more stuff that comes out. Kwanele kwanamusha mure Zimbabwe tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi vandakutaura neni ndiripo paTwitter nepaInstagram at BigMike3BIGMYKE3. That's where we can catch up. For those that are looking to catch the video stream of this Facebook of this broadcast, you can tune in to our Facebook pages, three Facebook pages, VOA Independent, VOA Shona, Nepal VOA Studio 7, soon after this radio broadcast. Mune Zimbabwe, tashuka kumakumwe chirongo chedu, chanasi, anokone gaine mfaro, ndino inu maikove, tshoka zimbabwe moshe, bye-bye!